Blog Talk Radio.
Coming back in the beginning, everything was cool. Toward the end of it all, it's all bad. I know I played my part in making it what it is, and I know that you did the same. I guess I'm up out of here. I'm moving on again. I'm sure that you will understand. I play by the rules, you play by the game. I couldn't have stayed. It's easier to say, 'cause I was by your side when you went through the pain. I guess it doesn't matter now that it's gone so far away. And every day that you're gone, I'm missing you so. I can't believe that you're far away. Can't get you out of my mind, boy, you're out of my life. I can't believe that you're far away.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Hey, Taya. Hi, if you can hear me clear, can you text me? I just need a mic check. Make sure I am loud and clear. It seems like I am, but I just want to make sure. Mic check. Mic check one. Mic check two. Mic check three, four, five, or six. 7-8-19. Awesome. Thank you. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today is January 21st, and it is Season 5, Episode 95. Oh, no. Dang. I forgot to change the type, but that's all right. Season 5, Episode 90. I'm going to wait till after the show, because I think it does something when I edit during the show. Yeah, so happy Sunday, everybody. I just got a notification from Alexa to say snow possible. So if you guys got to go out tonight, I don't know when the snow is possible, but yeah. So today's show is Unpopular Opinions. Now, when I thought about this topic, they have so many, of course, unpopular opinions. But, of course, I didn't want it to be too controversial. So I kept it to unpopular opinions regarding relationships because it was saying some things. It's like, interesting. But I know some of them topics can get kind of brutal. So I figured we just kept it to one genre, which is relationships for tonight. I think we should be pretty safe. I do have a list of unpopular opinions. Tanya, let me know when you want me to bring you in. So what I did was, hey, Amber girl, thank you for tuning in. What I did was I generated a list of unpopular opinions, and then I'll just give my opinion, and then you guys can give your opinion. And then, yeah, that's pretty much how this show would go. So everyone will kind of understand what an unpopular opinion is. It's, you know, we all have an opinion. This is just my understanding of what an unpopular opinion is. We all have our opinions, but it's like, to me, an unpopular opinion makes you think like, I didn't see it that way. That's just my opinion of what an unpopular opinion is. So, like the title says, unpopular, so they're not as popular as, you know, most people would think they are, but they do make you think. It's like, oh, I didn't think it that way. But, yeah, so I'm just going to go ahead and start off my list. Tanya, you just let me know once you're ready to chime in. Boom, boom. I literally stopped working already for the show. Oh, my goodness. I need to stop this workout so I can go on air. So, I have about 10. We may not be able to get through them all, depending on the dialogue and the responses, but we'll see if we can get through them all. They're pretty good. A woman builds a man more than he builds her in a relationship. These are unpopular opinions. Let me reiterate, because these are not my opinions. But I do have opinions about these unpopular opinions. So, again, the first one is a woman builds a man more than he builds her. Pretty interesting because, Well, I'm just going to answer. In my opinion, I don't think one can say one builds more than the other. What I will say is that it's about who support the other person. You know what I'm saying? Like some people may say the woman, because in some cases the woman is more grounded. Of course she has those maternal instincts, things like that. But I wouldn't say one or the other, even though there is some that might say the woman, man, opposed to the man building the woman. I would really like to hear someone, definitely a man's view. I don't see Jerome, but I would like to hear Tanya. What's your opinion on that? Do you think the man... And we have a married couple on, so I'm very interested to hear what you guys have to say. So, Ty, what do you think? Let me know. Hit your number one if you guys want to chime in. Just hit your number one on your keypad and I'll bring you in. But, again, the question is whether a popular opinion is, do the woman build a man more than he built her? Look, we got a hand.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you pretty good. I was chuckling because y'all don't see it on my end, but it's literally a hand that's raised when y'all hit the number one. But that's why I was chuckling. Good evening, Tanya. Thank you for supporting the show, calling in as always.
Good evening, yeah. Yeah, no problem. From my opinion, and just from what I've seen, just people in my family, it's always seemed like it's the woman that's building the man up to me. It's just what about I've experienced.
Yeah. And I think it's more so, like, I think it's more so. Oh, which y'all on the same phone? Yo, y'all can't be on the same phone. How you can hear his echo?
Because he's in a different room, I can hear.
Have
it on speakerphone.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think it's more so because a woman has that instinct. They have that maternal instinct, so they're grounding. They're more. They have a foundation. Like I'm not to put the man down. I'm definitely not doing that because once you think about it, like even with me, I'm gonna say it with me. I know in all my past relationships, I was the grounded one. Whether it was a healthy relationship or not, I was always more grounded than the guy. And that could be because the type of guys they were too, because most of them were street. You know what I'm saying? Not to say street guys are not grounded, but, yeah, I think I kind of agree with this one. I won't say agree or disagree. I kind of agree with this one because I can kind of relate to this one. Let me see if I got any guys to give their opinion. Duck? Who's that? Oh, that's Tashawn. Hey,
at the same time, though, I feel that me and Duck, we kind of, I've learned from him.
Dollars each other. Yeah.
I think.
Well, I can see that.
Kind of dollars each other.
Go ahead, person.
But at the same time, I feel like I've definitely made way more sacrifices as far as, like, when it comes to, like, careers. Even because, you know, I was married twice. So even with Mari's father, I've always been the one to have to adjust and build around a man's schedule, my husband's schedule.
So you was more so the compromising one opposed to the male, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was married to Mari's father, and he is stationed, because he's in the military, so he's stationed out in a whole different city, state, completely different state. I definitely did not want to go there, but I didn't drop out of school. I transferred schools. I picked up me and Mari. I left. And this took a lot. And then when we were done, with each other, I came back home, which I didn't want to do that either. But, he was able to still, travel and do his career and, live his dreams. I was the one still at home taking care of kids. So it's kind of the same thing now. But,
right.
Yeah. So... But I've definitely learned a lot, even from both of them. So,
And that's the best thing about it. Like, even with the relationship that ended, at least you learned something from it. I'm actually going to run into another one that's similar to that one. But that's pretty cool. I learned a lot about you on this radio show. You know that? I was telling. So I thought that might have been Bree. Oh, saying that too loud. I'm like, I learned a lot about Tanya on the radio show. So number two, relationships only work when a man is more into the woman. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. I truly think it's better off when a man likes a woman more, honestly, than a woman. Because when
so?
A woman likes a man more, to me, I've seen it. Like, when a woman likes a man more, it's like they have, like, the control of the relationship. So they can just do whatever they want to do because that woman will stick with them. They're going to love them regardless. I mean, it'd be nice if they could, if it was like a mutual thing, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's not. It's just not. And they tend to have the control.
All right, so I think in most relationships, it's not always 50-50. It's either 60-40, 70-30. Mm-hmm. It's never like equal feelings for each other. At least in my experience, I'm not going to say in all relationships. I know in all my relationships, it's either I was into that person or that person was into me. It was never the same. It was, like you say, it was never mutual. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
and how long do those relationships work out?
Yeah. But I can't necessarily agree with relationships only work when the man is more into the woman. Because, like I say, it can go mutual ways. Either or.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All righty. Pretty good. Okay, here's a great one. Most people are not in love. They just don't know how to be alone. This is a great one because I know so many people that are in relationships because they cannot be alone. So they're not really like in love with that person or in strong like with that person. They just don't want to be alone or don't know how to be alone. Like, literally. What's your thoughts on that one? I totally agree with this. But I would say for me, I have embraced my aloneness. You hear me? I would be alone. So what's your thoughts on that one, Tanya?
Yeah. I can see that. I agree. I think that some people just can't be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't want to admit it, and they just kind of get into these relationships that don't really benefit anyone. You know?
Yeah.
It's just toxic. And I'm like, well, why are you still in this relationship? You know, to me, then it kind of, you know, trickles down to they not probably don't want to be alone. I mean, not even into relationships, kind of like even friendships, too. Like, I've known people who are just,
definitely
just not good friends. Like, why are you still friends with this person if they, you know, they did this, that, and the other?
Because
they don't want to be alone. Honestly, I can't really judge because I've never been alone. Like, I've always lived with someone. Like, I've never had a chance to be alone, so I don't know how that really feels. I never really felt
That's
lonely. Like, I never got to that point. So, in my life.
So do you think it's more so that a person, can't be alone, or they really don't know how to be alone? You know what I'm saying? Like,
can't be alone.
Some people may not even. Yeah, I know it sounds like it's a similar response, but I think it's slightly different. Like.
What's the difference, I guess?
I'm trying to give an example. But I think in most cases, people just don't know how to. It's not they don't want to take the time to know how to. They'll just jump to, I just can't do it, opposed to, like a person that's nervous, like a little child that's nervous about getting on a bike for the first time. They don't know how, and all in their mind is, I don't know how, but they're afraid. Maybe they're going to fall. Maybe they're going to hurt themselves. And that's a similar thing in a relationship. Like, they feel as though if they separate themselves from that person in their relationship, they're going to fail. They're going to hurt themselves. You see what I'm saying? It's similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people really don't know how to do it. Opposed to just trying to figure out, okay, let me just try this and let me just try that. You know, I'm going to say something real quick. Unrelated to this topic, but I kind of can relate to this when it comes to me dealing with all the, well, I won't say all the dudes, because people really think I've had a lot of inmate relationships, and I really haven't. It's just, and I've said this before, it's just I've been dealing with and knowing guys that's been incarcerated for so many years. It just seemed like I've had a lot of relationships but incarcerated, but I really haven't. But I know with me, I've always had that mindset as to, well, I won't say always because it didn't take until a couple years ago to realize, like, okay, that's why I did it. But in my mind, even though I wasn't physically with that person, mentally I was. So in my mind, I wasn't alone. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I had anxiety on when it was close for them to come out, and I didn't want them once they came out. You know what I'm saying? Some of them I did, and of course it didn't work out, but some of them was like, okay, I just can't do this. You know what I'm saying? So in a sense, even though I wasn't physically with that person, mentally, I couldn't be by myself. But right now I'm free physically, mentally, and emotionally, so I could do it in a heartbeat now. But I kind of understand right. that.
Yeah, so you didn't feel alone, even though you were physically alone.
That's right, because I had that mental connection. I had that mental connection more so than emotional, so, you know. Yeah.
Mm.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
What is that, though? I guess that's another thing. What is the difference between a mental connection versus an emotional one?
It's the whole realm. See, to me, my understanding of the physical, mental, emotional, and the spiritual, when I say spiritual, not religious, but they're all different realms. See, I can, and they're all different type of connections. Like, I can totally deal with a person and have no physical attraction to them. That's because I'm more connected to that person mentally and vice versa. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the same with emotion.
Well, yeah, I know
yeah.
the difference between physical, but I mean, like, mental and emotional, what's the difference between those two?
You don't have that physical attachment. You guys are just more so connected mentally and emotionally. Like, with people that have incarcerated relationships, there's no physical there, period. You know what I'm saying? You
right. Yeah.
To have,
well, what I'm
right. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I'm asking, like, not physical. You said you had the mental connection, just not the emotional. Like, what is the difference between a mental connection and a not a physical, an emotional? What's the difference between those two?
Mm-hmm. I got you. So with an emotional connection, this is with me. With the emotional connection, you have that love. See, I can have that connection with a person and not be in love with that person. You know what I'm saying? So to me, my understanding of that mm-hmm. is not having the emotional, just having the mental. Like, we could talk about a lot of things. We can just, I know if I have something that I really need to discuss, or if it's something that's really bothering me, like you might have with a best friend. You know what I'm saying? You might truly care about that person, but of course you're not in love with your best friend. So you guys have that mental connection. You get me? So that's what I was having with these guys. It was just, they was there. It was mental support opposed to emotional and physical support. I can't say I was in love with any of them except for Big Leon. That was the only one I was, like, truly in love with. Everybody else, it was just like they kind of brought that out of me. They helped me understand the difference between all of those, because before I didn't know. I thought it was just one way. You love a person or you don't love a person. But once I got to meet these different individuals from different parts or wherever, they started to say, okay, that makes sense to me. I didn't understand that. So now I have an understanding of why I was so attracted to them on that level opposed to this level or that level. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you understand what I was saying?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what it was with the
mental connections, you have more like a conversations and shared perspectives versus emotional. It's more like love and trust, empathy. So I guess That would be the difference.
Yeah. So okay. With the mental, it was just a mental connection, physical connection, or emotional connection. So with the emotional connection, it was with me, it was either love or in love. The mental connection, we just click. We just, you understand me type of thing. Mm-hmm. That's it. That mental connection is I was understood.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather have that than anything else. Well, then anyway, you know,
really?
I've grown and yeah, I would have rather had mental connection opposed to emotional or physical. You want to know why? I just realized.
Why is that?
It's a protection thing for me. Because on the physical side and the emotional side, you could get crushed, hurt.
Mm.
But on the mental side, you can't. Wow. I never knew that until now. Interesting. Yep. So that's what it was. And that's why I dealt with the guys that I dealt with incarcerated because of that mental. I was able to protect my physical and my emotional. It was a safety thing anyway. Like, it's not about I know where they are and I know they can't cheat on me. I still have that boundary up. You know what I'm saying? I set boundaries like, okay, you can only get this close, and that's my mental. I will allow you that. But where you can hurt me, I'm not going to give you that. You can't hurt my mental. My mental is strong. But my emotional, if I let you get to my emotional, my physical, there you go. You can shut that mental down too. Damn, science. Girl, you didn't just... Man, listen, that's why I like myself. I figure things out all the time. Interesting. Yeah, on to another question. I might learn something else about myself. Okay, here's a good one. If you have to work hard to make a relationship work, it's a waste of time. What's your thoughts on that? I'm going to give you my thoughts. I think, and this can go both ways, whether it's a friendship or an intimate relationship. I think if you really want something, period, you're going to work at it. And I don't think it's a waste of time. If you really, really want something, and you know what I'm saying, you're going to work hard to get it, whether it's a friendship or a intimate relationship or anything. What you think about that, science? I want to hear from somebody else. Who out there?
No.
Go ahead, huh? I'm about to see you out here.
I mean, I don't really think that's a controversial opinion. I feel like everybody knows if you really want to make something work, you have to work hard at it.
Yeah.
You know? I think every relationship is probably like that. Because you're going to have ups and downs, whether it's intimate or not, you want to keep it, you have to work at it.
Yeah. I think what makes it an unpopular opinion is that people feel as though I put this time in and it didn't work, it's a waste of time. I think that's what makes it an unpopular opinion. Because some people do feel as though, okay, I didn't put all this work in and it was just a waste of time because it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Some people feel as though they don't want to put in the time because they feel as though it's a waste of time. So I kind of understand this one too.
I mean, even when you have a, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, even when you're raising children, which is not easy. I mean, you don't just be like, okay, well, I'm tired of having children and just throw them away. Like you have to work at it. You have to still be a parent. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's a relationship, too. Like, with your children, do you just throw it away because it's hard? I mean, I don't know.
I think that's slightly different because some people would think that's your responsibility, a person's responsibility to raise their children, opposed to having a responsibility in a relationship, other than it might be in a
I guess if you're married.
Marriage. Yeah, like,
If you're in a marriage, right. I think you have a responsibility to try to make it
right.
Work. You, I mean,
right.
You took those vows, but
Right. So I think in a relationship, if you don't have a responsibility, hey, it doesn't matter. And I think that's why people feel as though it's a waste of time. But yeah, with a parent-child relationship, yeah, that's the parent's responsibility. And in a marriage, some people may feel it's responsible, their responsibility to make it work because they decided to get married. Absolutamundo. Here's a good one, too. The more self-aware or healed, someone kind of leaned towards me. The more self-aware or healed you are, the harder it will be for you to find a healthy relationship. This is pretty interesting because we've talked about this before, and it's actually another unpopular opinion I have. Like, some people feel as though, well, I'm going to try to stick to this one because I want to talk more about that one. But I think when a person gets to a certain level in their life, they do expect more or different, you know. So it might be a lot harder for them to get into a healthy relationship because they have their guard up. You know what I'm saying? They see certain things. They know the red flags, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I definitely agree with this one. It's definitely harder for a person who are self-aware to get into a healthy relationship because they're going to be looking at every small thing and big thing. You know what I'm saying? What you think about that, Tanya? Did I lose you? You see that thing? Amber, you listening? You want to chime in? Oh, did I lose you, Tanya? Or did y'all lose me? No. Can y'all let me know if y'all can hear me? Because I can't hear anything.
All right, yeah, no, I'm still here. My grandmother was calling me. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're totally fine.
I'm sorry, I did not catch the last opinion, or unpopular opinion.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was saying that, you didn't hear that one? Okay, hold on, let me put it back up.
I heard a little bit. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
The more self-aware or healed you are, the harder it would be to find a healthy relationship.
And I think the opposite, right? If you're more healed and self-aware, I feel like you would end up having a great relationship because you're going to find, because you know what kind of person you want, you know what kind of person you need, then
right.
I feel like it'd lead to a great relationship. No? Am I not hearing that right?
Nope, but keep in mind these are unpopular opinions. So even though it makes sense, you have an understanding of what it is, another person might say, well, no, not really. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, why though? What's wrong with being, what's the negative of being healed and aware? I don't get it.
I think, this is just my thoughts. I think a person that's more self-aware or healed could possibly be more negative because they're nitpicking at everything. You know what I'm saying? This is what they're entitled to know what they want and know what they don't want. But I think it was going to be kind of hard because they're going to critique everything that person is doing, everything that person is saying. You know what I'm saying? Because, okay, I've been through this, and I'm not going to tolerate this. So you can't do this and you can't do that. That's just what I think. Not saying I agree with this statement, just like you don't agree with this statement, but I'm trying to get an understanding why this is someone's opinion. Like, because I totally agree with you. Right. If a person is healed, they most definitely will find a healthy relationship. But because depending on what they've been through, they might be incredibly toxic. You know what I'm saying? Fails, but still, in your mind, they may not be
acceptability
totally
shortcomings.
hence the reason why they can't find a healthy relationship. So I kind of understand why a person would think this. Not saying I would agree with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. Your partner is not responsible for your healing. Interesting. Because, what do you think about this one? I think a person.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
You agree a person is, your partner is not responsible for your healing. That. Yeah. Because I think that person should support you, but at the same time, it's, but then it goes back to what we were just saying. You know, you're in a marriage, it's your responsibility, but it's to what degree of responsibility do you have to your spouse, your marital spouse, when it comes to you going through a process of healing? You know what I'm saying? So, again,
I mean,
this night, go ahead. I want to hear your thoughts. Go ahead.
I mean, even if you're married, I still don't feel like they're responsible for your healing. You're responsible for your own healing, just like you're responsible for your own happiness. That's not their responsibility for your happiness. Now, they can do things to make you happy, and they can do things to support you, like you said, but they can't physically heal you. Like, you have to decide to go through therapy or whatever it is that you need, whatever journey you need to heal yourself. Now, they should support you, obviously, in every way that they can. But, no, it's not their responsibility. Just like a lot of times where women feel like they have to, they call it kind of training or a grown man, you know, like that's not your responsibility to do that. And it's also not your responsibility to, like, you may see potential in a person, but you can't force them to live out their potential. They have to do that themselves. They have to decide that themselves. That's what I have to say.
Got you. Makes sense. Hold on a second. Is that? Oh, no. Who is that? Oh, that's Amber. Okay. That's Amber. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I definitely agree with that one. You hit that one on the head. Alrighty, let's see what we have. Here's a good one. A person should not expect a person to prove themselves because they have been hurt in a relationship. Okay, so my understanding is this one is like when a person gets into a relationship, they shouldn't that person shouldn't have to prove themselves to them. Like, you done been through all this stuff. You get into this relationship, so this other person has to prove themselves to you. But what are you doing for that person? You get what I'm saying? We talked about this before, too. Like, okay, you have these red flags, these ground rules, these deal breakers, these ground rules for a person to be in a relationship with you. But what are you giving them? You get what I'm saying? Like, people are getting into this new relationship after they've been in this bad relationship, but they not together for this new relationship. But they want this person to prove themselves to you. Now, I agree with this one 100%. A person should not expect a person to prove themselves to them because they have been hurt in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely, I agree. What you think about that?
I agree.
Yeah.
Only way I wouldn't agree is if, let's say there's a female and a male approaches her. Like, you know, okay, let me take you out. I'm like, you know what? I'm not ready. I'm still healing. I just got out of a relationship. Sometimes that man don't want to hear that. You know, they want to say like, oh, you know what? I can help you heal in so many ways. They may not say those words, but that has happened. So you're going to have to either be really, really patient, or you're going to be responsible for fixing that person because you decided to keep pursuing even after they told you I'm not ready. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only way I would agree. But if you decide to willingly,
I told you.
Right.
I told you.
You know what I'm saying? It might have some issues. I mean, that's kind of happened with me and Duck. Like, in the beginning, like, I told him I wasn't at the time over my ex. I just got divorced, like, the year prior. It wasn't even a whole year yet. So I really wasn't ready to jump into a relationship. But he insisted. So, I mean, we're here still together now. But
Right.
You know,
Yeah,
you knew what you were getting into, you know. At least I gave you a preview. It's like, hey.
But I think that's funny. But I think that's what most people feel once they get into a relationship. Like, but then at the same time, not necessarily, because a person would say, well, you know how that person was when you got into the relationship with them. But it's like, but that don't mean I had to be done that way. You get what I'm saying? Just because that person was, abusive don't mean he had to beat my ass. Sorry, Tashawn. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't think that's, I mean, for cussing too time. Sorry, everybody. That don't mean, you know what I'm saying, I deserve to be beat because I knew he was an abuser. You get me? Because people have said that to me before in my life. Like, well, girl, you know how he was when you got with him. That don't mean I had to be done that way.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right. That's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time, you kind of knew what you was getting into. Like, if he was abusive before, then it's not going to change with you. But also, you kind of get more wiser with age. Like, hey, you know what? I should have seen those red. Like, I saw the red flags. I just chose to ignore it. So that's kind of your fault. But, of course, the majority eye on the other person. I don't know. Like, I mean, I've seen it before so many times. Like, you see all the red flags, but you still decide to get with that person. So at that point, whose fault is it? Like, I see men or people that blame women for having babies with men that don't take care of their prior children, you know. So they kind of like blame the baby mamas. Like, why would you sit there and have a baby with him? Like, another baby with him. He wants to take care of his other kids. Why would he take care of this kid? I'm like, whose fault is it? Is it the dad's fault or is it the baby mama's fault, even though she knew it was past? Like, I don't know. That's a hard one.
And even with that, I wouldn't. You're right, because that is kind of hard. Like,
Duck said both.
I know. Oh, with both. But I don't know, because that's kind of hard. That's kind of hard, because why do I have to be the blame for a deadbeat dad because he was deadbeat? You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
But why would you have another baby with a deadbeat dad? Or why would you even be with a deadbeat dad? You know what I'm saying?
I guess I look at it a lot different now because, like you say, I'm older and I've experienced it. So I think with that person, they had to just experience it. They probably won't do it again, willfully. But I think with all of us, we have to experience that, whatever that one is, maybe once or twice before it's like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. So even why would I get with dudes that's abusive and I already knew they were abusive, right? Why would that chick get
pregnant? Maybe you
kind of
don't even see the red flags until your feelings are, you know, there. Then it's harder to let go.
Or it was a different type of relationship before their relationship started. Maybe it was a friendship.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And in a couple cases, we were friends first, so it's like, oh, hecky no. I know he wouldn't do me like that, but he ended up doing me like that. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, I had to go through that to learn, like, okay, girl. You know what I'm saying? I think that's just what a lot of us out here, we just have to experience that bad in order for us to kind of understand or figure it out, I think. Because shoot, Brianna's father got, what, 16 children? Yeah, you know, babysitting.
Well, how many did he have when you had her? He had a lot?
I think she might either be the last or the second from the last, something like that. Yeah. So it's like,
well,
I don't know if he was taking care. Yeah, I was super young. Shoot, I was, what, 19, 20?
And you probably weren't trying to have kids.
I
don't know. Were you trying to have?
No,
okay, so I don't think you were purposely trying to.
It wasn't even that. Yeah, but a person will probably look at me like, girl, that man got 16 children or whatever. But it really wasn't.
I know
that
a person who was trying to have, I think he had like 10 kids already. He was trying to. Yeah, he had a bunch of kids. I don't know. It might not have been 10, but it was a lot. But she was sitting there trying to have more kids with this person. And I'm just like, but why?
I think that's the thing.
It's a little bit different.
I think their why has to be, it just has to be their experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all just have to experience our own, whether it makes sense to the next person or not, because the person can call you stupid, dumb, and whatever else, but it's your experience. Yeah. That's just how I even look at my experiences. I don't care what a person say about what I'd have been through. You know what I'm saying? I got through it. You know, and I can say that for a lot of people, but yeah, that's pretty cool. I like your response. Let me see what we got here. That was a good one. Let me see a person. I said that was really terrible because you are not willing. Okay, here's a good one. Your relationship will fail because you are not willing to change anything about yourself. Again, unpopular opinion. This might be somebody's opinion, but it's not the most popular opinion. But in my opinion, I would say this is somewhat true because if you are not willing to change something, this is not with every relationship, but I would say this can be a case. If you're not willing to change something about yourself, that person may decide that they don't want to be in that relationship with you. I think this is, even though it's unpopular, it's pretty understandable. You know, like a person.
Yeah, I don't know why it's unpopular. Any relationship that you want to work, because it's never going to be 100% perfect. You're going to have to make some type of compromise, adjustments here and there.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But I think a person shouldn't have to completely change who they are. You know what I'm saying? For example,
you're not yourself.
You're not who you are. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to change who you are for that person. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're an alcoholic or you're a drug addict or you just doing some things that's hurting a relationship, then but to change who you are or alter who you are, you shouldn't have to do that to be in a relationship. Absolutely not. Yeah, this is, even though it's unpopular, that's pretty much understandable.
Where do these unpopular opinions come from? Because I feel like they're very popular.
They're all over the place. They actually have a lot about everything. They have about politics, religion, just average things and things like that. I just wanted to kind of keep it here to relationships opposed to, you know, talking about a lot of stuff that will bring out a lot of stuff. Here's a good one. Let me see. This can be considered, again, not a popular opinion. Staying for the children is not a good reason to stay in a relationship.
Oh, that, yeah.
That's definitely a fact.
It's not helping anyone.
That's no longer, no.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of, I wouldn't even put it on the male or female, but I think with parents, they just want what's best for the children. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they didn't have a two-parent household, so they want their children to have a two-parent household. As miserable as that person might be, they rather stay in that relationship for the children opposed to break up the household. I think I've never
at
had
that
to
point.
That
it's going to affect the kids. Like, they're going to feel it. They're gonna feel the unhappiness in the air. Okay, they're gonna be affected by it.
I'm sure
they're going to.
I
remember when my parents were before they divorced and they were going through whatever they were going through. As a kid, the constant arguing and yelling, and it was just I wanted them to break up. At that point, I'm like, I want this to be over with.
You,
I don't want to have to deal with this every night. I was a kid.
Were you younger or part? So were you younger or older when you was witnessing all of that?
I had to be. It was between the ages of like 11 and 13. So whatever you consider that younger or old. But yeah, my sister, you know, Tasha, she is autistic. She was even like saying like, you know, why are they always fighting and arguing? You know, like she'll come to me and ask, like, I can't answer that. I didn't want it. You know, at that point, I wanted my parents to just not be together anymore. And I was completely okay with them not getting back together. You know, most kids want their parents to stay together, but not. It was just unhealthy. It was toxic. It was, that is not how you want to raise your children. you need to be happy. I think, was that Duck? Me and Duck were having this conversation. You have to make yourself happy in order to make your children happy. You have to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
First.
Absolutely.
Like the whole oxygen on the airplane thing, like you put your own oxygen mask on first before you can help
somebody else. And that's true.
Yeah.
But that goes back to what we were just saying not too long ago, like a lot of people don't know how to find your happiness. To them,
that's true too.
So you do have those parents that's like, man, we just want to stick it out. But you're right. It's going to make that child going to definitely see that, hear that, and feel that tension. Like if you don't like your spouse, male or female, and trust and believe in children, well, trust and know, then children definitely feel that.
I mean, I was different. Even with Mari as a baby, I can tell it affected her. And it just wasn't good between me and her dad. It just was not good. We were way better off being friends. Like, us together, it was toxic, and it was affecting her. So,
yeah,
it's not good to stay together for the kids. There's no, I mean, unless you can work out like a co-parenting type of like maybe roommate type of situation, but that's still technically not really staying together emotionally, just kind of just being roommates. Maybe that can work out, but I don't know.
and I would like to add, it's not just with a mother-father relationship. Like, it can be a female that has a boyfriend and even a guy that has a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people want to have that falsehood of a happy family and not understanding they're making them children miserable too. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though this is not your child's father or your child's mother, you're trying to build this falsehood of a home at the same time. Y'all in a toxic relationship in those children. So, yeah, it don't have to necessarily be a man and woman that's married or the actual parents. It can be a man and woman, period, in a relationship that has these children with other people and is bringing them in this household, you know. That's very toxic. So, yeah, absolutely. And he is a very controversial one. Every man cheats.
I don't agree.
But you know what? I will say, let me see who all hit first before I say something. I would definitely say Duck is not a cheater. And I've always said, even when people say that all men cheat, I'd be like, my friend, that was.
Yeah, I would definitely say Duck. I'll be very surprised. I'll be very surprised if he ever cheated.
But every man I know, every man that I have dealt with has cheated. I'm going to say every man I know. I'm not going to, other than my son, other than, dang, I lost my train of thought. I'm not going to say everybody, all men, but I'm going to say every man I know and every man I dealt with, definitely cheat.
Honestly, I think every relationship I've ever been with, I've never been cheated on. Like, not
really?
like any real relationship.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it depends on how you define cheating. Like, I've never been with somebody where they've slept with someone else, okay, or kissed someone
else.
Wow. And, I mean, I don't really count stupid, like, high school relationships. But, I mean, they still never technically cheated, you know. I let it go before it got to that point. So, I've never...
Okay.
You know, I've never... even my ex-husband, he never cheated. No, he was not a cheater. He was cheated on, so he was traumatized by it. So he never wanted to do that to someone else. And as far as I know, Devlin's never cheated. So, yeah, so I would say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But, like, nowadays you have a lot of females that's cheating, too. So, in your opinion, who do you think cheats more, men or women? Like, talking about, like, right now.
Oh, I'll definitely say men. Just from, like my family.
You still
like,
say,
from
you still
my
say
family
men?
Members. I'll definitely say men cheated
okay.
way more than women. Yeah, absolutely. I have a whole family full of cheaters, okay? I have a whole family.
No.
I had to tell, like, don't put me in this. Like, no, I'm not about to help you talk to somebody. No, I told family members that. Like, no, I'm not going to help you talk to some female. Like, dude, you're married. Like, no, I don't. I'm not supporting that. No. No.
Wow. I think it's. I don't know. It's probably about neck and neck these days because even though I'm not on social media, I watch a lot of those shows on YouTube, and there's a lot of women out here cheating. Like if you look at the shows where they do them DNA tests and it's like, man, you got about two, three dads. It's not the dad. You know what I'm saying? But
a lot of times
it's
the women cheating back, though, too. A lot of times in those paternity courts, it's like they go neck to neck. Like, oh, he cheated, so I cheated on him, and now I don't know if this baby his or not. Like,
that's
I see that. So,
saying.
Like,
right.
So they're like,
it's about. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know
it's about,
if that's considered neck and neck. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a lot of women out here cheating, man. It used to be like, and not to say it's a bad thing because if they feel like they have to cheat, they feel like they have to cheat. But I think if you feel like you have to cheat, you don't need to be in a relationship. You don't need to be in a relationship, period, if you need to cheat. You know what I'm saying? Just have an open relationship or don't be in a relationship, period. And that goes for the man, too. What I think with the man, I think with the man, his whole thing of, and he may not even see it as cheating. He just feel like he's a man. He's entitled to this. That's just sad to say, but that's how a lot of men think. They just feel as though they're entitled to, okay, I'm in this relationship. Y'all already expect me to do this, so I'm going to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think that's where that comes in at.
And then also what kind of confused, I know we're about to run out of time. But like,
no, you're cool. Go ahead.
I don't know. Maybe this could be for another topic. What is the definition of cheating to me? I don't, it's hard for me to define it because some people feel like emotional cheating is also considered cheating. Some people feel
it
like
is.
Kissing is cheating. Some people don't. Some people don't
it
feel
is.
Like it's cheating. So
it is.
I don't know.
We're gonna talk about that. Well, I'm gonna make that a topic. I got a list. Y'all should be proud of me. I worked
good
on my time. Radio show for two whole hours today.
I did.
So I did my due diligence, even though I crammed it in. But yeah, I did a good job. I'm going to put this list out soon. But yeah, I did a little work today on my radio show. But y'all would be surprised how hard it is for me to come up with a topic. It's just really hard. It's just difficult. I don't know why it's so difficult. Mm. I think because I wanted to be interested, for one. I want to hold you guys' attention for two. And it's like, did I already talk about that for three? Because, again, I've been doing radio for so long, I don't want to recycle any
topics.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, so it's like, no, I talked
about
that
already.
It's okay
to recycle.
Yeah, I think so. I might have to go in my mm-hmm. I'm going to put this on my list right now. Wait.
You have different people involved, different opinions. Things change.
Yeah.
Things are always evolving.
Yep. That's absolutely true. Yep. But, yeah, I think this was a pretty good show. And some feedback.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, absolutely. But I definitely appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. Tanya, thank you so very much, huh, for coming on, because I'll just go sit here and play my tune. Somebody came up. But yeah, I don't know what happened to this, but this was a great show. I loved it, because this one was really nice. But yeah, today was Unpopular Opinions About Relationships. Even though, like Tanya said, some of them was pretty not unpopular.
Right.
Very understandable, yeah, because I kind of understood and could relate to a couple of them, but it was pretty cool. Absolutely. But I thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys will enjoy the... Hey, Breeda Bree. Breeda Bree tuned in. Hey, Breeda Bree. Amber still on. Duck still on. Sean fell off. I think he was at work anyway. But thank you, my family, for always supporting the show. Please make sure y'all invite everybody next Sunday at 7 o'clock. As usual, we'll be on air season 5, episode 96. I will have a topic. I got a list already, so be proud of me. With that being said, you guys enjoy the rest of your evening. Until next time, peace.
Yeah. Bobby V. Yeah. We're looking for you, God. What's happening? Is it true? I hope so. Let's go.
A good man's hard to find. That's one of y'all favorite lines. But finding wifey ain't no easier. What am I supposed to do? Shawty got me so confused. I'm second guessing what. Show me that you ain't even like that.